This is Noel Wacko, Trevor Long from EFTM.com and also the Today Show and the podcast Tim Blake's Talking Tech. He knows everything that's going on with Apple. It all came out in the early hours. Trevor, how are you, mate? Welcome back to the show. We're only talking
real
yesterday.
Good, okay. Yeah, I know, but, Apple makes us all talk because everyone loves an iPhone. Everyone loves a new iPhone.
And there are four now.
Four new iPhones this year, and I mean, this is the first time ever they've had four new models in the flagship lineup. And it's their biggest iPhone ever, the 6.7-inch screen on the iPhone 12 Pro Max. Plus, not their smallest ever, but a new innovation for them, given the last few years, of an iPhone 12 mini. So a top and bottom end, something very new to choose from.
I'm loving that way. And everyone's talking about the new way to charge. It's all environmental. I mean, is this just a gimmick? I mean, do they need to go this far?
Look, you know, the idea here is they're saying that you've already got a power brick. We don't need to give you another one. You've already got headphones. We don't need to give you those either. So there's no charger, wall charger, and there's no headphones in the box. So that'll save them carbon emissions because they need less pallets to send these things around the world. Plus, they don't need to make as many. Plus, it's got a whole new range of wireless charging capabilities. So, look, it is good, but I think there'll be some people a bit frustrated that they won't get headphones in the box.
Well, I want something new all the time when Apple comes out. I mean, the thing is that, and what they're talking about is 5G is the big thing. I mean, it's ready to go, really,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, look, the thing here is 5G is the absolute standout feature of this phone, the first 5G iPhone. It's not the first 5G phone. There's plenty of those on the market, but when Apple does something, it kind of makes it valid. So this is huge for Telstra and Optus, and Vodafone will come too. But it's future-proofing because, you know, 5G is only in 40% of Australia. We've got a long way to go. So don't expect 5G everywhere you go with a new iPhone, but it'll be ready for 5G when it's extensively coverage across the country.
And what have you been fiddling with, mate? Do you have those four in your possession, or are you only just seeing the online features?
I've only watched the online features, I've got some mock-ups that I had earlier in the year, so I've got a sense of what they are. But over the next couple of weeks, we'll get a hold of them, and we'll give it a full review. And obviously, I'll be back with you and give you that information as I get it.
All right, mate. Before you go, too, with the charging, mate, so how does this work if you're not actually plugging it in? What are you doing?
So you've got the option of either using your existing brick that you've got from your old iPhone, because that will still work, same cable,
right.
Or you buy a wireless charger from any of the big retail stores. Many cars now have wireless charging built in, so we're getting to a point where wireless is almost the way to go exclusively. There may come a time when there's no plug in the bottom.
That'll be weird. But
Very weird.
when you're putting internet and stuff through the power lines, I'm thinking that'll be the future. But I'm liking that, Trevor. All right, you go and play, mate. And thanks for updating us.
Cheers, Bilko.